And now the KWGS local news at 8:31. The storm system that brought severe weather to much of Oklahoma made its mark here in Green Country. A suspected tornado touched down in Coweta overnight, causing significant damage. Here's Coweta Police Chief Mike Bell at a 1 a.m. press briefing today.
Nobody was hurt. Thank God. Nobody was hurt. Nobody was killed. That's a good thing. And again, we're going to wait till morning. Hopefully we'll get the drone up and kind of get a better idea of where, if a tornado actually did come through, where its path was.
Coweta Public Schools has canceled all classes, including virtual ones, as they survey damage to their school buildings. Damage has also been reported at several homes, a gas station, and a nursing home. Elsewhere in the state, damage from large hail was reported in central Oklahoma, including Norman, and a tornado possibly touched down in Anadarko. PSA is currently reporting around 1,700 power outages, mainly in Coweta, but also elsewhere in the metro. A Tulsa state lawmaker held an interim study last week looking into sentencing reform recommendations. Republican Senator Dave Rader wanted to hear more about the proposal, which would create 14 categories of felonies, each with a range of punishment, a minimum percentage that must be served, and enhancements for priors. District Attorney Greg Mashburn says prosecutors are looking for more certainty, citing a Garvin County drug dealer he had sentenced to 11 years.
He's out on an ankle monitor in 12 months, and OBN makes another case on him dealing meth in Garvin County. I want a plan to where I don't have to guess of giving 11 and maybe seeing him back on the street in 12 months. I want something where, okay, I can know he's going to be off the streets for 2 to 3.
There are competing analyses of the proposal. Justice reform advocates, Forward.us, project 1,000 more people in prison over 10 years. The State Department of Corrections predicts a neutral impact at first and eventually 860 fewer inmates. Oklahoma Policy Institute's Ryan Gensler says everyone agrees the state's sprawling criminal code needs reform.
But starting from a place that would hold our prison population constant, that is not a neutral position. It is a position that is in favor of very punitive and excessive sentencing.
Gensler says Oklahoma has the nation's third highest incarceration rate because people are locked up longer than they would be in other states for the same crimes. I'm Chris Polanski. This is KWGS News.